that was cute. Did you see that at the end? Bill Belichick with a little shake and a hug with Zach Tiasi. That was very cute.
Well, Bill Belichick appreciates excellence in any position, right?
he
appreciates it.
Son's a nice guy.
Welcome to the Real Post Game Show,
adopted.
Guys. We are live down here in Foxborough. 35-14 is your final count. And I hate to be repetitive, but we're probably going to sound a little bit like we did last week in the game against Washington.
Consider it's 6-0.
They're 6-0, yeah. So there's no panic. I mean, you're not going to look at it and say, oh, they're in trouble or whatever. They're 6-0 right now in the season. But I would say this, Freddie. Your offense scored 2 touchdowns. They also gave up 1 touchdown. You got 1 from your special teams. You got 1 from your defense. And right now, they're not playing great teams. This is a team that's beaten up. The Giants came in here with a lot of heart. They played their ass off. I'll give them all the credit in the world. But they're eventually going to face a team, a defense, that's going to give this offense some trouble.
Of course
this offense is not good enough
also,
right now.
Also, if you're depleted like they are, you know, Jordan goes out.
Gordon.
Gordon goes out.
Did I say Gordon?
Jordan is
Jordan,
Michael. Michael. He's
looking
retired.
For Michael Jordan. You know,
he wasn't out the whole game.
He didn't look good.
Offense,
also,
the offense didn't look good with
Dorsett
him.
Is out, right?
Okay.
2 offensive linemen are out.
So a number four, which, receiver.
That left tackle is huge.
It's a major problem.
Agreed. That's one of the biggest.
Absolutely.
There's no
right.
question about it.
Yep.
And Dante Scarnecchi has got some work to do in picking up. And I'll give you the other one because I know people are going to look at it and say, hey, Izzo made a couple nice catches tonight, and he did. His blocking was
terrible.
Really poor.
He's noted
terrible.
For his blocking. He's
yeah.
supposed to be a good blocker.
No,
he
he's not.
Great.
He was not.
No, they blocked better than they did against Washington. They were really bad in Washington as far as organization, as far as you know, switching stunts off and things of that nature. They were a little better today, but still weren't great.
So you're right. I'm not going to disagree with you about the offensive line. I'm not going to disagree with you. They're already shorthanded with receivers. Everything is dependent on Julian Edelman. And for a portion of the game when Gordon left the game, they couldn't get the ball to Edelman. Why? Because it was easy. All you had to do was double him up.
Right.
Because nobody else was really going to catch the ball. And he had an opportunity. Matter of fact, that fail run around the left side on White, he had Izzo.
Why did they do that?
Right, he had Izzo wide open. Okay.
I don't know why they went wide. They lost yardage on 2 of those down by the 30-yard line.
Yeah, I'm not going to bitch about the play
no,
calling.
Point,
to me, it's a personnel issue now on the offensive
agreed.
Side
right.
of the ball.
You don't all of a sudden as a coach, you don't lose the ability to call plays.
No.
That's not the issue. The issue is that there's problems with that offense.
Right.
And whether it's players missing, whether it's lack of execution, whether it's players not playing up to what you need, I think a lot of it's personnel.
I think that's
personnel.
The main,
exactly.
main issue.
You know?
They
the main issue. You're right. You've got a backup center. They can't run the ball the same way they could with Andrews, who really gets a push off that line. All right? And then on top of that, you've got Gordon, who, I don't know, disengaged. I don't know what it is. And then he got hurt. But even before he got hurt,
did he make a catch?
What did he do? One catch. 7 yards. That was
yep.
it. What did he really do? And no Devlin, so they're having more difficulty running the ball. And Michelle had a nice run at the end. His numbers are going to be deceiving. When the game was really on the line, he was averaging about 2.4 yards a carry.
For the most part, they control the offensive line, the defensive line of the Giants. So the point I had is they can't get much better unless they get some help. I mean, they just don't have the personnel. They don't have guys to throw with it. They get pressure on Tom, right? So they need to get someone back. They need to get some extra receiver back.
Well, you hope to get.
I don't know how good the offensive line could be without Wynn being in there.
Okay, so you're hoping to get Isaiah Wynn back. That's still not going to cure your problem. You're stuck with Ted Karras. He's okay. And in pass,
we don't know if he's making the right calls.
No, pass blocking, he's pretty good, but rush, he's not getting a push off.
But
that.
he calls the way they slide or whatever it is. He adjusts the thing. The center does. How well is he doing that? We don't know. We don't know. So some of the calls, when Tooney had to come out and hit the guy way away, he didn't even get a piece
guy
of him.
Guy spun on him.
And also, yeah, he spun on inside. You've got to take away the inside first and let him spin outside to keep outside of Tom's.
The way your quarterback can step up if
that's
he
right.
sees it.
So some of the things like that was just poor. You know, they settled down and moved the ball. What was the time of possession?
Almost double.
Yeah.
So they wore him down. But they're not going to be able to do that. But also with the offense, with those touchdowns they made, the offense wasn't back on the field.
So that's what coaching has done for you the last 2 weeks.
Right.
So what you're doing is
you have so many plays. They had a 9.5 minute drive today in which they came away with no points. But that 9.5 minute drive paid big into the game because they just wore down that New York defense.
They did.
And the same thing they did last week in Washington. But I'm telling you guys, they're not going to be able to do this against better opponents.
Special teams gave them a touchdown.
Yep. And defense.
Defense gave him a touchdown, and the defense also gave him the ball on the 1 yard line on Cal Van Noy's, which should have been a touchdown, on Van Noy's fumble recovery. So you're talking about one touchdown for a yard, and then after that, they got two touchdowns?
I'll give you the other one. The defense gave up their first passing touchdown of the season, and yet Jonathan Jones did a terrific job on Tate. He got his hands on the ball.
Yep.
Ball squirted loose in the air. Tate just happened to catch it on the other side, and then it was a clear run to the end zone. I can't even blame the defense for this. The one thing I'll say about the defense tonight, there were periods of this game where they did not put a lot of pressure on Daniel Jones. Once they get the big lead late in the game, it was easy. We're just going at him and we're taking off. But there were portions of this game where I thought the offensive line of the Giants, Steve, was holding up that defensive line quite
well.
They
were, and you didn't see the pressure that we've seen in the previous five games. You
didn't
see the pressure.
It didn't look like they blitzed as much either.
I think you're absolutely right. I don't think they did. I think they were trying to show Jones different looks.
And it worked. They got a couple of interceptions.
Yeah.
So he made a wrong read right down the sideline.
Yeah, but again, as I have with the first five games that they've played, the first five games they played, they really haven't faced an offense that's challenged them.
Right.
And I appreciate what they've done. I appreciate how they've approached it. They've been very aggressive. They've done a lot of great things defensively. But tell me where the test has been.
It's not there yet, Steve.
No.
I'm not sitting and knocking anything they've done. They've played the opponents that they've played, and they've done a good job in going 6-0. But this is not about going 6-0 in New England. It's about winning the Super Bowl.
Right.
And I would still say right now, I have no issue with the defense. I think the defense is going to be there, and I think the defense is going to be damn good against better opponents. What I'm worried about is this offense. Because they're going to have to score more against better teams.
They're not a high-powered offense. Right?
No.
They're not in sync. The whole thing.
Well, what can they do well? They don't run the ball well.
No.
They don't throw the ball consistently unless Julian Edelman is heavily involved. And tonight you saw Gunnar Olszewski out there. Why? Belichick's trying to look for an answer.
And the big thing is they're not protecting the quarterback. And they were putting pressure on him a lot of times. It was tough for Tom to get out of the pocket.
And Giants haven't been a great pressure defense.
No, they have not.
Yep. So.
So this team is absolutely lucky to be in a position they have because they played poor teams early. So they got to have six wins coming out 6-0. But now you're going to have a stretch. You're going to play a bunch of good teams after
that. Not yet.
No, not yet. You got the Jets in. You got plenty of time to kind of get healthy because you're not playing till a week from Monday. And then after
Cleveland.
That, you get Cleveland and
who knows which Cleveland team will show up.
Yeah, I think this defense can kind of confuse Baker Mayfield.
Cleveland's
force
not
turnovers
well.
Again. Force him to see things that he doesn't see.
It's not a well-coached team, either, if you watch them last week.
Agreed.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So they have
first-year coach, too.
Yeah, they have talent. But then you're going to run into, when you go play Dallas and you go play the other teams that are good, Kansas City, you have to get better on offense.
It's more of a comment on what the expectations are for the Patriots, that we can look at a team that's 6-0 and say there are issues.
Yeah.
And only because Patriots and the Patriots themselves and Patriots fans and us – we look at the Patriots not in terms of their one loss record. We look at it in terms of their ability to win a championship, and that's because that's what they've brought us to that point where we can look at a 6-0 team and say, okay, you're fortunate with a very easy schedule early on. There are issues offensively that you have to clean up. Defensively, I don't think you've been tested, but I think they're still one of the best defenses in the league, no matter how you look at it. Again. I guess it's an embarrassment of riches in the fact that you can look at a team at 6-0 and say there's some issues, and we don't think in terms of there's an issue like, oh, they might lose to this team or that team. We're thinking there's an issue that when you get to the point where you need to play championship caliber football, is the offense capable of doing that?
And if you look at that offense, who's the killer? Who's the receiver that can go out there besides Edelman?
Edelman's
it. He's not a burner. I mean, he's a possession receiver. Who can stretch the
field? But you're asking him to do a little bit more. Matter of fact, that one long pass with the extension he had, that last touchdown, you saw it right there. You're asking him to do a lot more than what you've asked them to do in the past. In my opinion, they're definitely going to make a trade. There's no way that Bill Belichick is going to look at this. You can't depend on Josh Gordon.
No.
He's not been the same receiver the last few weeks.
You've got to clear up some more cap space.
Yes.
You did some of that with Ben Watson.
Yep.
The next accident's going to fall.
But Lacoste left the game today
yep.
with an injury, and you wonder whether they're going to need another tight right? end.
Another thing, after watching Gronk, he might come back early.
No, let's not pin our hood. It'd be great.
Well, okay. we'll get to our opinions of Gronk's performance tonight on Fox a little bit later on. Oh, my God. Comedy writers. That's what they have on that show now, that Fox yep. pregame show. We'll get to that later on.
Talking about the possibility of a trade, I think the next axe that's going to fall is going to be on Bennett. He's a big salary cap.
He didn't play
number.
Much tonight.
His playing time has gone down. I don't know about today, but
I didn't see him out there an awful
not
lot
much.
Tonight.
His playing time has gone
down.
You didn't
hear anything from him. If you're watching the game, you're not hearing anything from
right.
him.
Right, and he's a big cap number.
I'll wait for Mike Reese to lay out all the plays that guys were in there, but Bennett was not in there an awful lot. We go to the podium right now. Here is Bill Belichick.
You know, once again, really proud of our football team. You know, these guys came in after the Washington game, put a lot into it this week in terms of preparation and film study, and you know, played hard tonight. You know, dealt with a few things offensively, just kind of down to one grouping there at the whole second half. So I thought Josh and offensive staff did a great job of managing the game, and it's kind of an odd game. You know, anytime you get three scores in the game that are non-offensive touchdowns, it's kind of a season's worth, and all happened in one game. So, a couple of big plays for us on the block punt, on the fumble, scoop and score by Kyle. Those are great plays, and we took advantage of those opportunities. Had some turnovers, though we played the ball well, and got our hands on some balls. So that was. It was good too, but offensively, those guys showed a lot of toughness out there today, and just battled through the situation that we ended up being in. So once again, it's a really, really good job by those guys and by the offensive coaches.
Bill, this was the third week in a row we've seen Brandon Bolden score a touchdown. What have you seen from him that's allowed him to play a bigger role in the offense than we're used to seeing from him?
Yeah, Brandon's is a talented guy. He can play on all four downs and play well. So we're very fortunate to have him. He gives us great depth, and it's just another good football player to put on the field.
Bill, earlier this week you talked about how the defense really runs 20 players deep. Was that depth really put to the test tonight? I think you had four or five injury announcements. And how hard of a challenge is it to coordinate the defense with so many players coming in and out of the game?
We dealt with some things offensively that limited our personnel groups defensively. Yeah, there were some guys in and out as well. Again, our depth helped us in that situation. The coaches did a good job, and the players did an excellent job of managing those groups with different people subbing in for them. So, that's football. So things like that happen. You just have to be able to adjust to it. But yeah, our players do a great job of just working with whoever's in there and making sure we get the communication, the assignments right. Sometimes it's a little tricky. Who are you? Are you this guy, that guy, or that guy? But they do a good job of sorting it out so that there's no confusion. And I don't really think we had any assignment problems out there. Today, I'm sure we'll look at the film, technique wise, and there's some things we could do better, but I don't think we had any assignment problems. So that was, that's a good thing, especially against an offense like the Giants. It gives you a lot of different looks.
Mm-hmm. Coach, talk about Gilmore's play today. I think he had five of the nine pass defenses on the evening.
Yeah, Steph, he does it every day in practice, and does it on Sundays. He did a great job playing the ball and had some good breaks. Last play down the sideline was a really good finish where the receiver had the ball and he got it on the way down. But he had some great pass breakups. And he's a very talented player, and he works extremely hard to prepare for the game, study his opponents, and study the passing game that our opponents are going to run. This is a good example here on a short week of how diligent he works, and it paid off. So he's done a great job for us.
Bill, how would you describe the wind and the factor it played in the game? And
Second part would be just on the opening drive, the fourth and one. Any thoughts on challenging the spot there? Just not a maybe not a good look at it, or what was the thought? If there was any thought on challenging?
Yeah, no. Looked like it was all right. Yeah, the wind was it was a factor. I'd say we played in worse, but it was definitely a factor in the game. It really, I don't know how much it favored either direction. Maybe a little bit towards the closed end, but mostly it was towards our bench. So kind of the opposite of the Jets game. So it's really more of a side wind than it was a wind that really helped, because we touched back both ways, and they hit the ball well both ways too. So I don't think that was. It was really just push the ball over towards our sideline in the kicking game. Passing game, I don't think it had a big effect on the passing game, maybe on a couple of long balls, but I think anything intermediate and short, not that big of a factor. It certainly could have been a lot worse.
Any other questions?
Steve Burton? Mark, then Steve Burton. Bill, today you had a game, I think, went over 30 carries. What is it a factor of the game plan where you're trying to run the ball consistently even though you aren't having that many dynamic plays? Is it a factor of you guys building the run and being able to establish that? Does that help you guys in the game plan and set up play action passes against a team like the Giants?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, not every play is going to be a 20-yard gain. Sometimes you run runs and you don't gain anything, but when you look at the play, you feel like you're close, and if we could have just done this a little better, done that a little better, we would have had a solid play. So, I think as long as you feel like that, you're willing to stick with it. Like I said, every play doesn't have to go for 10 or 15 yards. You can feel good about the running game sometimes, even if you don't have a lot of production on it. If you feel like you just gotta, do a couple things, do one thing maybe a little bit better on that play, or you maybe ran it and got a bad look, and next time, if you get the right look or a better look, what you're anticipating, it might be better. So it's each one of those is a little bit different, but that's part of it as well. So look, in the end, though, you have to produce. So if you're not getting production out of it, you can't keep doing something forever that's not working. But again, sometimes it doesn't work, but you're still encouraged, or there's enough reason to continue to do it. I think that was the case tonight. There was times where we felt like we should have gained more than what we did. We talked about it, got it worked out, and later on we had some better plays with some of the same plays we ran earlier.
Bill, you take so much pride in all three phases of the game. How much can a play like the one you had on special teams spark your team?
Yeah, a lot. I mean, again, any of those defensive or special teams touchdowns are really kind of bonus points. You don't really think about getting those when you go into the game, and so to be able to get 14 of them was huge. That was a big spark, But again, give the Giants credit. They battled back, and they hit us on a big play, and then they got a scoop and score and got back into the game as well. So, we got to avoid giving those kind of big plays up to offset the ones that we make. But in the end, we did. Made enough plays in the second half to come out on top. Okay, great. All right, have a good weekend. Thank you.
All right, there you go, Bill Belichick. A little under the weather, I would say, huh?
A little bit. Straight, but he was happy.
Could you hear the voice? A
couple of snorts and grunts.
Well, that's normal.
Okay.
Usually he growls a little bit.
I would say, get one of those going.
Yeah.
Why did you run the ball? I don't know. Wears him down. Gets him aware.
It was interesting.
Makes him play action worse a little bit.
He kind of downplayed the win because you thought maybe, especially early on in the game, Brady seemed to have some issues connecting with a few of his receivers, and we were wondering whether it was a win problem, a communication problem. He kind of downplayed the win thing.
He did. He absolutely did. And Bill's not one to make excuses anyway. Did it seem like a big factor for Brady? I mean, a couple of balls look like they might have been floated a little bit, but for the most part, I don't think the win. And there's no quarterback in the league that has the experience of playing in the wind as Tom does, but Bill's not the kind of guy to make excuses. You know that. You know him as well as anyone. It's not going to be he's not going to – because he thinks that gives his players the opportunity to make an excuse. So he's not going to make an excuse.
Yeah. No excuse, but the pressure and the coverage. That's what was the problem. They were covering pretty well, and they were getting pressure on Tom. He had to move around a couple of times. They were getting there before he was even getting ready to throw the ball. His feet and his pressure in his pocket. So for the most part, as you saw them wear them down with that run play, you talk about the number of plays they put out there. And we talked about in the third period and the end of the third. They started to wear a quarter. They started to wear down. They didn't have the same snap off of the ball they did before, and that's what they do. Why you run the ball? Play action and wear them down. Wear them down. Get them not used to firing off the ball. And it worked, and just like it did last time. They weren't playing great, but they never wave from their game plan. Wear them down, wear them down. We don't have the personnel down, so let's get play action pass has to work, and we're going to slow them down.
As far as Nugent goes tonight, he was fine with the extra points. He missed the field goal, but the laces were pointed toward him, and that looked like that was a Bailey problem, right?
It was. Short kick, though. You still got to make that kick.
Even with the laces.
Yeah, it wasn't like it was a 54-yarder, you know, trying to make it. Even with the laces like that, you still got to make that kick. He was pulling, even his extra points, he was pulling left anyway.
They were close.
I mean, a couple of them just snuck inside the left goalpost, so not surprising that he pulled it again to the left, too. Laces, yes, ideally, but when push comes to shove, good kickers aren't going to be affected by that a lot.
He's not a good kicker. He's okay. He played with, 10 teams, whatever it is. He's been
eight teams I played.
Eight teams.
But that's what you're going to get. We're going to go back to the podium, and then we're going to get to the phone calls at 617-779-7937. Here's Tom Brady at the podium.
Tom Brady back. How you guys doing? Good.
Tonight's win.
How do I describe it? Happy we won. Happy to get to 6-0. We just grinded it out pretty good. Got kind of forced into one group, one group in there in the second half. I don't think that's ever happened in 20 years. But defense played great. Special teams played great. Outside of a few plays, you know, but. Would have been pretty good, so we're hanging in there.
Just to follow up, can you describe what happened, I guess, on the interception?
It's a bad decision. It's a bad decision. Trying to squeeze it in there and... Yeah.
Tom, you already have 1,000 yards career on the resume. Are you going to add a goal line back to that with the two scores tonight?
I know. We were low and on on some bodies and had some opportunity there, so try to just get it in. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Tom. When you are forced into one grouping, what is your mindset? I mean, we saw you hit some of your rookies, Jacoby Myers and Gunner, but what is your mindset when you're left like that?
I thought, guys just kind of, refocused and it's a short week anyway, so there was kind of a lot of, we didn't have real practices, but a lot of walkthroughs. And then, you just got to make adjustments. So guys kind of just filled in and, we knew we weren't going to have Phillip tonight, after whatever, yesterday or 2 days ago. And then he ended up, then Josh got hurt. So, just dealing with kind of what everyone else deals with this time of year, a lot of injuries and attrition and so forth.
Might it bode well or build some confidence from those younger players down the road, having to come through like they delivered today?
I hope so. Yeah, for sure. Many times you get in there and play and, they made some really good plays. So happy that with what they did. That was great contributions and I'm real happy for those guys.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to ask a kind of a continuation of that, for those young guys. You've talked in the past how difficult it is for the first year wide receivers to learn this playbook. So how they're coming along in a short week to be able to, step up and, going to make in his first ever NFL catch tonight and, 34 yards out of it. How from a day-to-day basis do you see those guys coming along?
Yeah, they're working hard at it. And, I appreciate all their efforts. And, when you're a young player, I always said when I was young, I just was trying to be on time and not forget my playbook anywhere. These guys are kind of, in a different role than that. They're playing in games and contributing. So Again, I'm happy for those guys coming there and help us win a game. So that's what we needed. Anyone who's on the active roster has to be ready to go. And so it's just good for those guys to catch some balls and gain some confidence. So last one.
Ones. Did the wind affect you much? Did the wind affect you much?
Quick ones, short answers.
This is a half question. Did the wind affect you much?
Two halves as a whole. I'm good with that.
Was the wind affecting passes much tonight, you think?
I didn't. Not for me. No. I mean, yeah, a couple, I think, but there's a few directions where it affected more than others. So, yes.
And what's your assessment of where you guys are as an offense right now? Do you think it's been good enough?
We'll see. We're 6-0, so try to get to 7-0. So thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go, Tom Brady. You can tell he's not satisfied
on
with
the Jets.
What they're doing. It's on. He can tell.
Why would he be satisfied? There's one group in there for the whole almost second half.
Well, they lost the tight end, then they lost Gordon, so they were limited. What do you run at that point? You know, now you're really limited in what you can do. But you can hear it in his voice right from the beginning, right from the first question.
Yep.
He's not happy. He's basically praising the special teams. Praising the defense, and you know you can hear it, and they've got to
agree.
They've got to figure out
play
a way
with what you have.
He also understands the you have to deal with what you're have to play with what you're dealt, and he's been in worse situations before in terms of personnel. So what's he going to do about it other than drop some hints that he'd like some help?
Yeah.
But from where?
And he's earned the right to do that.
I think he's dropping those hits.
I know. That's what I mean.
And again, in his post-game press conference,
I know.
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
You know, he's sitting there. I'm glad we're 6-0.
Yep.
But he's looking at it, and they keep on peppering him with the questions. You satisfied with the offense? There was about 5 seconds of dead air right there.
Yep.
He wasn't. You know, what do you say?
He doesn't want to say anything derogatory.
Yeah.
You
know right. I mean? Right now, he looks at it and says, "This is nothing like the offense that I'm accustomed to." Over the years.
Or anticipated.
At the start of the season.
How many different personnel groups do they usually use? He had one personnel group today, almost the whole second half.
Yeah.
He's not used to that.
They're really limited.
If Dorsett comes back, that'd be a big bump too. He was talking how well he liked Dorsett during the season. He's not coming back for at least another 2 weeks.
I will say this, though. Dorsett, when he is facing better corners, better defensive players, has struggled.
We saw that.
Yeah. So yep. He was fine.
Probably not having him.
Listen, he was fine when you had Antonio Brown and you had Gordon being productive.
And Edelman.
Yeah. Now suddenly, what kind of coverage is he getting from? He's getting the third or fourth corner out there.
Even when he upgrades to the third corner, that's more of a struggle for him.
No question.
I mean, he's a nice player, but he's not a one or a two by any means.
Nope, they can't cry about it. He was a little nervous and I was sweating like.
Who?
Tommy, I never seen a sweat. I don't think he had a sweat gland.
He was sweating.
The game.
Yeah,
he's never sweat.
All right, we're going to get to the phone calls. We're going to get to the phone calls.
Sweated.
We're going to get your reaction.
It's the green things.
Stops the sweat.
We're going to get to your reaction coming up next. They win it 35-14. They are 6-0, but I'm not sure you come out of this game again thrilled. I know we are picky. I get it. I understand
because of the standards. That the Patriots
have set. Thank you.
And
they have set the standards.
Absolutely
we're
right.
We're just following those standards, and we know what it
they
takes
did cover,
to win the whole thing.
It's about a championship. Right. It's not about a win.
But we said
the
same thing last year when they lost to Miami. They lost to Detroit. Tennessee.
We did. You're right.
I never lost faith.
No, he's right.
I had the
you lost faith.
He's right.
I lose faith. I lost my
I said, tell me how healthy they are at the end of the season, then I'll tell you about the playoffs.
He's right. After the Miami game, you expected them to come back and go down and win in Pittsburgh. They lost. And you're sitting
and
there saying, what are they doing?
Right,
and so what did they do, Fred? They started running the football. They changed their offense. And what did they do? They had James Devlin out there. Okay?
Big loss.
Okay, they had Gronk out there. Now you tell me how they're going to change and just be a running team.
And Gronk was a great during the season. The playoffs, he played extremely well.
Oh, now you say that. You didn't say that last year.
Did you hear him say that last year?
No.
The problem is you
not
don't
once.
Listen.
I tell you what, he
was not the Gronk.
Oh, my God.
The playoff Gronk was tremendous.
He found his calling.
In November when he comes back.
Fred is one step away from saying something bad about Brady. He already just dogged Gronk. And now he's – what? Oh, my God.
It was in a situation where we all said ourselves,
the end of the world as we know it.
Is this the Patriots?
He found his calling tonight.
Can they win? How many people say, wow, that doesn't look like a
– Found his calling.
That doesn't look like a championship defense last year.
Did you see Gronk reading off the teleprompter tonight?
He was good.
Good at it.
You could probably tell.
We'll get to it later.
I saw you run.
617-779-7937. It is the real postgame show with our presenting sponsor, Kaplansky Insurance. To the phone calls, your reaction coming up next. All right, back here in the real postgame show, it's Ordway, it's Smirlis, it's Diassi. Oh, yeah, it's funny. There was a Diassi on those Giants tonight. We get to your phone calls at 617.
How do you do? I couldn't watch.
It's pretty good. Actually, listen, it wasn't his fault when the punter kicked the ball off the guy's
helmet. His own fullback's head?
Yes, that wasn't his fault.
Unbelievable.
That was unbelievable.
I know.
That was a play. Look back at it, and you can see Brandon Bolden, who had himself a terrific game today.
He pushed the guy into
That's what he did.
Yeah, but you
a little bit of lift.
The reason it never happens is because you don't let it happen. Stupar, or whatever the guy's name was.
Stupar.
His first.
That's not a good name.
No.
Stupar.
He's stupider than me. I watched it. The guy, for his first step was back and to the right a little bit.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. You know, silly.
Turned into a touchdown. Jamie Collins again, gigantic tonight.
Then, ridiculous.
You know, Van Noy takes
that
a touchdown.
That hit on the fumble, put the helmet right in the ball.
Unbelievable.
He's just technically sound.
I tell
talent.
You, he's just playing so well out there. We remember him the first time around, and we always thought he's really athletic. He does a lot of good things. And then you sit there and say, but he was out of place for this one. He was out of position here. And you'd see some stuff, and obviously they traded him away because they said, we're not paying him big bucks. Makes the big bucks, he comes back here, and wow.
Before he was worrying about money. He was upset he wasn't making enough money. He goes to Cleveland, comes back here and goes, I want to win a Super Bowl, right? He's more concentrated on what he has to do on the field.
I just think he's a much better player.
He signed a one-year deal, correct, with the Patriots?
Yes.
Okay, so here's what he knows. He knows he's a marvelously talented player. Even that year that he started freelancing, I don't know if they traded him because he wasn't going to get big money. I think they were frustrated because he was freelancing a little bit, and he's so talented that half the times he could play outside the defense and make plays, but then there were a number of times it backfired on him. Tremendously talented kid. I wouldn't be surprised if he's looking at, okay, let me go here. I'll play within the system.
I'll make my money again.
And I'll go back and make another.
I mean, he's one of the candidates for Defensive Player of the Year.
No doubt.
At this point.
Tell me a player that's playing better.
Yeah, I don't think there is.
Khalil Mack?
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. Look, he's not a full-time player, Khalil.
Khalil Mack's got 12 tackles.
Yeah.
Total.
He
nine of them are for a loss, though.
He's a pass rusher.
You gave up, what they gave up, 2 first-round picks to get him?
Yeah.
You know, that I think that by the Raiders was a great deal. Your team has to be building.
Yeah.
You got to build that team first.
It's hard to find those type of players.
Yeah, but
agreed.
You got 2 first-round picks for it, and you want a full-time.
Okay.
But he missed games last year.
Yep.
And
he's not a big guy. He's just really strong.
Oh, he's jacked. He's a tremendous pass rusher. He's got the dip move. He's got the spin move. He's got all the moves you need. That's what he does. Sure. Jamie Collins does it all.
Let's get to the phone call. 617-779-7937. Larry is first up. Larry. Hey, Larry.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Well, so I'm down here in Florida, and I'm a lifelong Patriots fan. I grew up in Massachusetts. My thing is, I'm listening to everybody, you know, they're talking about the Patriots offense. We're spoiled. We're used to the Patriots scoring big numbers, you know, high powered offense.
Big numbers, you know, all the games, correct? Every game's 30.
Well, they're banned their defense.
Yeah, except against Buffalo.
Yep.
We didn't do too well against Buffalo, but everybody's talking about it. But, you know, we all know Belichick. Defense wins football. He preaches it, defense. Let's see what happens. Somebody said it. One of you guys said it. I'm not sure which one of you said it.
Fred.
Probably me.
Let's see in the playoffs.
Oh,
at 6-0, they're going to make the playoffs. Right. They're going to be there.
Well, I don't. We knew that at the beginning of the season,
Larry. We knew that.
We knew that.
Yeah, I get.
Was anybody going to bet against the Patriots making the playoffs?
No, but
that's
this
is about. It's about winning the Super Bowl. Standards are set very, very high. So if you look at this offense right now, you've seen offenses in the past. Do you feel
everybody
comfortable
said last
with
year
the
we couldn't do it?
Brady doesn't.
I don't have to feel comfortable with the playing, but we're winning.
Okay. No doubt. I agree. They're winning. They're winning and
surviving.
Have they been tested? How's that? Have they been tested?
No.
No.
All you have to
Bills
do
a little bit, but
all
that
you
was...
have to do is listen to the 4 minutes of Tom Brady.
Yeah.
If you listen to those 4 minutes of Tom Brady,
yep.
They just won 35-14, and you think he's happy with the offense, then you're not paying attention.
Nope.
No, and he had what 340 yards.
But guess what, Fred? He knows it's not good, enough, not good enough once they face good teams and good defenses.
Even if they played perfect with the personnel they had, they wouldn't be great because they just don't have the personnel.
That's the problem.
It's impossible.
It is a front office issue right now with the New England Patriots.
Agreed.
Here's Andrew in Haverhill. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
I have one point about the Patriots as a whole, but real quick, did you guys see what Darrell Revis tweeted an hour ago?
No.
He said the best cornerback in the game right now is Stephon Gilmore.
Right.
If the best cornerback of his generation, of this generation, is saying that, I think everybody around the league better recognize he's the best.
Well, he's late to the game because a lot of people have been saying that for a while.
Buffalo, who traded him.
But you don't think it's a little telling that Darrell Revis is saying that? I think that's pretty awesome.
I agree because Revis is a Hall of Fame cornerback, but. A lot of people around the league have been saying that for a number of weeks now, at least.
And yet
I'll tell you this, Andrew. I think the fact that other guys are playing at such a high level right now. Okay, Jonathan Jones is playing at a high level. J.C. Jackson has been playing well. Left the field for a few minutes, got back out in the field, and made a good play. And then you've got Jason McCourty is much better than I think anybody thought he would
that's
be.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, this team is playing such great complementary football, and I think that's such a good omen for later in the season because, for the offense. Yeah. I mean, we've seen in years past the offense struggle for the first half of the season, and they always seem to pull it together, you know, at the end of the season and be ready to go for the playoffs. The fact they're playing this great defensively and able to contribute that many ways defensively, I think it's a good omen for later in the season because you know Brady's going to get that offense up to speed.
So it doesn't concern you. It doesn't concern you that the offense has looked. Even though, I mean, I can't believe I'm saying it.
Say it.
You're scoring 30
say
points
it.
A game.
It does. We don't have enough weapons. And if Antonio Brown
agree.
Didn't,
we absolutely
if Antonio
agree.
Brown didn't text one of his accusers something so stupid, we might be in a different situation. But we just don't
we
have
agree.
Enough weapons.
Yeah, but you got to get those weapons, and that's the problem right now. I mean, they may need both a tight end and a wideout in by the trading deadline.
But you know why the defense is playing so well? They're talented. They're way more talented
absolutely right.
than the offense.
Not even a question.
So let me ask
every
you
aspect
so,
of it.
So let me ask you this, Fred, because you know he says, well, they can get it all together, and you were right. You pointed it out earlier. None of us thought after the Miami and then the Pittsburgh loss that they were going to put it together.
Well, I did.
But what did they do? They adjusted. They used Devlin, 2-back set, and what did they do? They started running the football, and they just started wearing teams out, running
blocks,
the football.
As I predicted.
Okay? I don't think they can do that. Just shut
what
up.
What do we have on the show?
I don't know.
Idiot.
Just have a type going. I'm great. I'm
idiot.
Great. I'm
great. With this personnel, I don't think they can do it.
They cannot.
And if Isaiah Wynn, because you love Isaiah Wynn, if Isaiah Wynn does not come back,
you're in trouble.
How do you? Thank you. That's all I'm saying. It's a personnel issue right now. It's not a coaching issue.
It's not
Josh McDaniels calling the plays. I've heard that this week. That's not the issue.
But Wynn can take on most guys himself. You don't have to worry. This
how do you know that?
Because I've watched his talent.
Well,
how
many games has he played in the NFL?
I'm not arguing.
You know offensive line better than I do.
I've seen the tremendous talent, great balance, great quickness.
Which I'll give you the same question I asked of Jimmy Garoppolo. Which of the six quarters that you saw him play made you think that he was the answer?
First three.
Good answer.
Because what I'm watching is – look at
so he sucked the last three?
You watch the talent. And you watch the left tackle. He's turning the wrong way. He doesn't have great feet. He's always leaning forward. That didn't happen. Is he? He's very good. Could it be great? If he doesn't get hurt, but he's much
I hate,
more.
I hate when I have to defer to your better knowledge of offensive linemen.
Guys, so how many times did we look at this game tonight where they were having trouble running the ball, and we said, 72.
Yeah.
72. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay, that's Newhouse.
And pressure.
Right? Right. And
he was matched today by the tight ends.
Yes.
The tight ends were matched and like, what are you doing?
Right.
How many times you say, what are you doing? You're right. Newhouse, Scar's got to do something because he's not holding up his end of the bargain.
He's just physically not that good. I mean, he has to play perfect in order to get beat. Where a guy like Wynn can get beat a little bit if he's quick enough and agile enough to make up for it. He's not.
We saw plays tonight where Tooney was pulling. They were pulling guards and still – They were getting penetration in on Brady.
Overshooting the guy they were pulling out to hit.
Exactly.
Normally they play most more careful football because he comes in to me. He's got to hit on the inside to make him go outside. He hit the guy on the inside, and he spun and went clean up the field, and no one's there.
Let me go to Dave in the car. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Promise I won't be as boring as Larry. First things first, still kind of worried about the kicking situation with Mike Nugget. Nugent. That being said, on the plus side of the special teams, I mean, Jonathan Jones, now that he's a $5 million or $6 million man after that contract extension, has been not only good on defense, but just an absolute stud on special teams. I'm wondering, you know, I'll hang up and listen to my Mercedes, but thoughts on him taking over the kicker role? Thanks, guys.
You sure it's not a BMW or Range Rover? Right.
He just wanted to shame everybody. Huh? I got my Mercedes.
That's what Mercedes guys do. Fred does it all the time.
Shame you.
Right?
What do you guys have?
Shames
me. The kicking game should worry you because you're in a backup kicker, and the guy you had was one of the best in the league. He was struggling this year, but we know why he was struggling, because he had the hip problem. Okay? Right.
Right.
So, listen, it is what it is, and you're going to have to deal with it the rest of the
season.
You're
on the 30-yard line. You're going for it because on fourth down. Usually going to get a field goal from there.
A little windy. That's what you're talking about, 47-yard attempt into the wind.
But Steve, that
agreed. You're right, though.
That really puts even more pressure on this offense
right now.
You need to get seven. You can't depend on three. Excuse me. Get six and hope you get seven. You can't depend on three. And how many games over the history, as we look at the Patriots and the great history, how many of those games have come down to field goals?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you,
couple Super Bowls.
All bets are off with this guy now.
Agreed.
All
so what do you do?
Agreed.
Nothing you can do.
All right, we gotta take a break because Fred's gonna be distracted. His new Binky Winovich is on TV.
Oh,
so.
He's
got nice hair. By the way, Fred, why don't you grow your hair out?
Second favorite Binky on the team.
I tell you what, you'd look good in one of those Winovich hairs. Or how about a Bolden look? The hair with the braids in the back.
Oh, with the Bolden look.
Some blonde braids.
I like flicking mine around.
You'd look
some
good
blonde dreads.
All right, 617-779-7937. It is the Real Post Game Show. We are live down here in Foxborough.